This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Incredibly difficult speed read. Uphill. So the last 8 feet, then it goes straight down the hill right there.
Here it comes. McIlroy, yes!
Rory McIlroy with a putt for eagle earlier today. Day three of the Open in Northern Ireland. Underway, Scottie Scheffler in front right now at 13 under. To speak on that and more, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis joins us now on the Westher Hotline. Jeff, thank you for taking time out of your day to join me. It's just Joe. Derek has gone to MafiaCon, so I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Good afternoon. Beautiful day.
Yes, it is a beautiful day. I do have one question to ask before we dive into the Open. The Duster Challenge, you raised a record amount. How was the event? And how was the putting competition?
It was great. We had a beautiful evening. It's the ninth one we've had. We started 10 years ago. We lost a year to COVID. We raised almost $7,900. 108 people putting, 20, 30 volunteers, raised money for PGA Hope and Special Olympics. Just a really, really good night. Tons of fun for everyone who showed up.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, you know, raising that amount of money for anything is, you know, it's phenomenal. And that event seems like it's just continuing to grow over time. So we'll see. I was talking last week with Brian, and it's definitely something next year I might try and get myself into. So we'll see what happens. But
I know a guy that can get you in. So, yeah, well, we can have that conversation. Ask Evan. He was there.
Yes, Evan. Yeah.
Yes.
Did not putt very well, but still had fun. That's the important thing. That's what Jeff always tells me.
Yeah, it's a game. Yeah, we're all trying to have fun playing. It is more fun when you play well, though.
Yeah, and that, I mean, you could say that by looking at Rory McIlroy's face on a day like today versus how he was looking during the U.S. Open. So diving into the Open right now, just get your base thoughts before we dive into specific players here. Compared to years past and Scheffler being 13 under right now, kind of on top of the leaderboard. How are you feeling on moving day here? How do you think it's gone so far?
Well, it's been an entertaining event. It's a beautiful venue, right? I mean, visually it's stunning. And that's what you look for when you would like to see the different style of golf that's played over there because it is different. And, you know, it's not surprising that Scottie's up near the lead. And my fear is he's just going to run away with this. Because he's been that good lately. And, you know, I'd like to see a good close event. But, he's pretty solid. And he's been the favorite for every event he's been in for a while for a reason.
Yeah, sitting at 13 under right now. He did start with six straight pars, but then he ends up with a an eagle to really get things moving for him, and he's on the par three right now, taking his first swing. But looking,
when you watch him play, watch how often he hits it the exact yardage he wants to. If it's pin high or a little bit past, he almost always hits the ball the exact yardage he's aiming for. That's what's separating him right now from the other players.
So would you say he's more apt to playing that other side, other type of golf that they play over there compared to the competition? Or like, what really is different about it, if you could go into that a little bit?
You have, like, a way to analogize is that he can hit it both ways. He can curve it left. He can curve it right. He can hit it low. He can hit it high. Where you look, and you need to be creative because of the weather, the topography, everything that goes on in golf over there. And then you look at, like, a Bryson DeChambeau. Like, his mind doesn't work that way. His mind is linear. I just rip it at this, and I rip it at that, and I rip it at that. And that's not, you know, there's vagaries in the game over there where you rip it down the middle, and you get a bad bounce, or you miss by a yard and you're in a bunker and you're aiming backwards and trying not to take a triple. So it'll test you. It'll wear you out. But this is where he separates himself, is he's supremely confident because he's been winning everything. And he's the best ball striker around, and all those things combined together, he's in a very, very good position. He is different than a lot of the other players. Like, you'll see, like Jordan Spieth hits a lot of unique shots, and a lot of the other players, Rory. Why is Rory a good player? Because he grew up over there learning to hit it high and low and, you know, a 7-iron 60 yards into the wind and, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah, and just, you know, for reference, the U.S. Open, this course seems to be less unforgiving than Oakmont was. Are there any specific challenges that you know of with this course?
Well, not specific, nothing more specific to that facility than others of that type. You know, there's pot bunkers, but it's more, I think most Europeans would tell you this is more of an American version of a Lynx course, the way it's maintained, et cetera. And they did a big renovation on it a few years ago, and I can't remember when it was. So it's been modernized, but it still has the look and the beauty. But a course like Oakmont for the U.S. Open, I mean, that's one of the hardest courses in the world, and then you make it U.S. Open conditions. That's why it's different. You know, every course has its own character, and we're going to learn more about this course the more we watch it. I think it's going to end up in the rota or the rotation for the Open for years to come, because it's putting on quite a show.
So before we dive into a couple players here, I wanted to ask, just as a viewer of this, they're doing something in the PGA that they have never done before with the spider camera now over some of these greens. And you could see it. The angles they're getting, it's so much different than just being up in the tower. What do you think of that? Like, getting that more in-depth look at the green, they're kind of highlighting certain things that they weren't able to before. What do you think of it?
The technology is great. I think it's great. And they're testing it out here. This is a pilot program for that, if I understand it correctly. It's like Shot Tracer. You know, Shot Tracer made golf a lot more fun to watch, right? Because every time we see a shot, we kind of know where it's going now. I mean, you could usually tell by the way a player leans or, you know, stuff like that. But now with Shot Tracer, now we'll have this invention that'll help us see the topography differently. It's like the old story, if you've never been to Augusta. Have you been to Augusta ever? Everybody will say it's way more hilly than you think. And TV doesn't show that. So that's what that spider cam will bring, that little bit of nuance to understanding how hard the golf course really is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been just another innovation, and that'll only get better over time as they implement it more and more. Just looking at the leaderboard, Rory McIlroy kind of, he's making his way up to the top. What have you seen from his game so far? He's made a couple unbelievable putts today that I've seen just highlights of along social media. What do you think of his game so far?
You know, he's that type of player. Once he gets it going, like, you can tell by how he walks. Normally a professional, you can't tell how they're playing by their gait or their stride. But with Rory, you can sometimes tell there's a little more pep in his step and he's bouncing a little bit more. And 60 at that golf course when he was an amateur. I mean, the guy he's the most dynamic player out there. He's far more dynamic than a Scheffler because he hits it further and he's more athletic and he can hit different shot. You know, he's just a different type of player, very dynamic. But once he gets going, we talked about it on Tee to Green this morning, that once he gets going, like if he could shoot 7, 8, 9 under, he's right back in it and maybe getting close to Scheffler, and then you never know what happens tomorrow. So he's one of those players, he can go hot or cold, but when he's hot, there's no one better.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier Bryson DeChambeau. A lot of people, like younger people's kind of golfer they look to because of his social media presence. But in a tournament like this, you mentioned, he's kind of just slam it close to the green, drive a green, and putt it in. Like, his iron play is kind of where he lacks. What do you think he would have to do to be better on a course like this? Or do you think he's just kind of, that's just not his style and he'll never really be able to get over this kind of hump on a course like this?
You know, he's supremely talented and a hard practicer, and he trusts the system that he created for himself to play, and that self-belief can get him through anything. But I do think his type of game is not necessarily a match. High speed, his irons are more upright and longer than most people, so it's a little harder. Not a little, it's a lot. I feel it'd be a lot harder to control the distances. But no one works harder. And, maybe he'll learn, but I just don't think, there's horses for courses. He's just not a horse for a course like this, which is peculiar because at the U.S. Open, he can. But it's a different type of hard, if that makes sense. Just long rough, and power helps a lot. And power doesn't help as much. I mean, it's always great to have power, but it doesn't help as much as an event like this. Now, he's also not Rory McIlroy hits it as far as he does. There's a lot of players that hit it as far as he does, but people are enamored of his style and stuff like that.
Yeah, his style almost reminds you of a scaled down, like, Happy Gilmore, right? Just kind of just whacking it off the tee. Right. That movie's coming out soon. They made a sequel to that. So we'll see some of these top golfers in that film. But just looking at the leaderboard, Phil Mickelson made the cut. He's 5 over on the day through 18 already. He's plus 5. So he was even yesterday, that means, right? So what do you think? Does he ever have, like, is he aged out at this point of kind of having a contention chance in these? Or is it the LIV Tour that's kind of taking him out of the PGA events? And they're different. So, like, what do you think of Phil Mickelson at this point?
I think it's all of the above. I think he's not the player he was. He's 54, 55 years old, right? I'm not quite sure, but
right,
I know he's over
there,
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's competing against the best young athletes in the game. He's playing on a subpar tour where he's not doing anything anyway. He's not winning. He's not shooting great scores. You know, he'll scrape around, make a cut or two, because he's been an excellent player and he gets, muscle memory. But his days of contending in a major are far, far behind him.
Yeah, and that's what I've come. How long do you think it'll take him, I guess? Like, when do you, not to put it this way, but like, pull the plug? Like, when will his last event be? Will he keep trying this? And the LIV events, just to speak on those for a second, is that what's kind of hurting DeChambeau in a way, too? Like, him not with the finesse, or is it the LIV difference?
You know, I think DeChambeau is one of the few guys that's fought through that and still been a competitive player. Because he's been competitive in the majors. He's competitive when he comes over and plays. You know, he's not having a good week this week. But, yeah, I do think it makes you're less sharp playing at that level, because there's very few high-end players. Where on the PGA Tour, there's 100 high-end players. So it's like really young kids or kids, people who are at the end of the career seem to be at on the LIV Tour, like old names, you know, Poulter and things like that. And as far as Mickelson goes, he all those things combined, plus he's older. If you love playing golf and you love grinding it out and you like trying to get better, I don't think that stops because you're that age. Mm-hmm. And if he can continue to play and he enjoys it, why wouldn't he? If he could play till he was 60, he probably will.
Yeah.
I mean, you see all these guys do it. They're playing on the senior tour. They're doing this. Yeah. I think he just likes competing and playing golf. So he's going to do it as long as he possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one last name on the leaderboard. Tied for fifth with McIlroy right now. Goddard, 3 under on the day, 8 under total. So he's not a name I've seen, and that might just be me, kind of a casual viewer, just on the big tours. But what do you think of his game so far, fighting up to tied for fifth with Rory McIlroy right now?
Well, I think it's impressive. And like you, I did not know much about him. I'd seen his name on some leaderboards here and there, but, you know, perusing down the leaderboard, but I've never really watched him play. And when I've been able to watch the Open, he hasn't been highlighted. So I haven't seen much of his game. So, like, for me, I'm excited to watch a guy like him play tomorrow and see what's going on, you know, because there's always somebody that turns their career around at a major, you know, does well, and it gives them the confidence and gives them the boost. And, you know, so we'd like to see, I like to watch and see what makes him unique and what makes him a good player. But I don't know very much about his game at all. That would be a Kevin Sylvester question. He knows all the tour players.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for taking time out of your day, watching the Open, to join us and break a little bit of it down. Before you go, plug where you're at, your lessons, and tee to green.
Well, I work at a place called the Golf Dojo. It's the best indoor simulator place in town. It's awesome. I'm actually, I do a lot of teaching there. We have a great TrackMan facility. And currently, I am on the golf course with the owner of the Golf Dojo, Tom Coppola, and Brian Koziel of WGR fame. So that's where we are right now. We're enjoying a beautiful day here at Lockport Country Club.
We'll pass along a hello.
Well, I'm sorry. And we have another Canisius guy, but I didn't think his wife wanted him to know he's out playing. So I guess it's okay. Yes.
I got you. Sounds good. Well, pass along a hello from Evan and I here at WGR. And thank you again for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
I shall. And thanks for calling, gentlemen.
Jeff Mitas with us on the West Her Hotline PGA Pro. Breaking down the Open, the leaderboard right now. Scheffler's still on top at 13 under. McIlroy at 8 under, tied for 5th with Goddard up right now in English. So keep our eyes peeled on that. It's day 3, moving day. Things are happening in Northern Ireland. So, but we're going to take a timeout on this side, and we're going to kind of wrap it up here. A little bit of Bills talk on the other side, heading into training camp because we're finally there. Next week, we will have training camp to talk about, training camp happenings. It's really exciting. So stay right there. We'll be right back on the other side. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.